Stop 10, Red Knob. To get to the Red Knob landscape, continue along the road to Vaughan. After 2 kilometres, take the right fork at the Y intersection. Red Knob Lookout is 1 kilometre on the right. So pause this now and restart when you get there. Now you should be on the right side of the road, overlooking the Loddon Valley below. This place is called Red Knob because of that obvious red knob you can see, but it's not a natural landscape. It's the result of hydraulic sluicing, where the hillside was blasted by high-pressure water and the torrents of muddy soil then sieved for gold. The hill was sluiced by a local miner, Arthur Bradfield, with his sons George and Ray, the latter who became a local historian. After World War II, they won the Tattersalls Lottery, and with the cash, they brought the water here from the Loddon River 20 kilometres away. They hauled it across 11 large gullies by means of timber boxing called flumes, supported by trestle bridges, the same way that the water came to the Garfield water wheel. And one day here, Arthur Bradfield saw a huge flake of shale, a good couple of tons, falling just where he knew his son Ray was working, between the knob and the road. Arthur thought Ray would be killed, but after the dust settled, he found his son alive. It turned out that, hearing the wall above talking, as they say, Ray pressed his face into the wall and held his breath. In Chaplin-esque fashion, the falling shale took the back off Ray's boots, leaving him and his feet intact. Sluicing finished here in the 1950s, when the Shire said they were too close to the road. Down in the valley are an army of poplars planted to restabilise the river. They go all the way upstream to Vaughan Springs, our next stop. Directions are on track 11.